Chapter 31. How long she might have sustained the light, Pox never knew. All at once, the piercing sweet call of an elven horn lifted her heart, the sound she had heard in Kolobia and never forgotten. She looked east. A wave of silver light rolled down the forested slope, as if the starlight had taken form. Out of the trees rode what none there had ever seen. Tall, fair, mounted on horses as pale as starlit foam, they cried aloud in ringing voices that made music of battle. Rank after rank they came, bringing with them the scent of spring and the light of Elvenhome kingdoms that is neither sun nor